Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. Many Americans have had COVID-19 and recover, but a large number remain sick months after the initial infection.
These people are known as long haulers, and doctors and scientists are trying to learn what's keeping them ill.
A new study has shown that pieces of the RNA virus's genes could remain in the body. If they persist for more than 14 days, there could be serious lingering symptoms, longer hospital stays, and a higher risk of death.
It may also be the cause of long COVID, which could involve as many as 200 symptoms. More than 20 million people in the U.S. may have it.
Typically, the highest virus count in the body is early on, and by 2 weeks should be nearly gone. The study looked at more than 2,500 COVID patients for persistence of the virus.
More than 40% continued to test positive 2 weeks after infection, while more than 12% still tested positive after 90 days.
Other studies have shown that 4% of patients still shed viral RNA in their feces more than half a year after diagnosis.
All this suggests that there are places in the body where the virus persists, which could be triggering the immune system that's behind long COVID.
Some experiments show treating them with Paxlovid, an antiviral, improves symptoms since it keeps the virus from replicating.
We know with chickenpox and herpes that viruses can persist in the body, so further research is needed to see how the COVID virus is able to do so and develop drugs to fight their effects.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.